This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Israelites had been in Egyptian slavery for about 400 years when God called Moses to lead them out of bondage. And the Lord said, "I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows." Exodus 3:7. Is God saying to Moses that he had just discovered the affliction his people were suffering in Egypt? Was he an absentee God, or had he just overlooked what was happening to the Israelites? God had known every phase of his people's lives and what the Egyptians were doing to his people. But the time had arrived for the Jews to be delivered from the bondage of Egypt. We must remember the reason the Israelites were in Egyptian bondage. They were not there because they were weaker than the Egyptians. They were there because they had disobeyed God and were being disciplined for their unbelief and rebellion. Had it been the will of God, He could have delivered them at any time, with or without a great leader like Moses. But the time of their punishment had ended, and God was preparing to deliver the Israelites from Egyptian slavery. The Lord said to Moses, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow." Exodus 3:7. Exodus 1 provides some insight into what the Israelites had suffered for many years. They, that is the Egyptians, set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. They made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. And all their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Exodus 1:11-14. Only eternity will reveal the hundreds of thousands of Israelites who died in the mud pits of Egypt. And even though the Jews were in Egypt by divine decree, the Egyptians who abused and killed the Israelites will have to give an account for their cruelty. God used pagan nations to punish His people, but the cruelty of the Egyptians and of the Babylonians will bring them eternal condemnation. The Old Testament book of Amos makes that truth too clear for anyone to dispute. One example from Amos will have to suffice. "Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Edom, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother with the sword, and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. But I will send a fire upon Teman, which shall devour the palaces of Bozra." Amos 1:11-12. God not only will punish His people for their ungodly behavior, He will also punish heathen nations, even when they are cruel to each other. How very comforting it was to the Jews to know of God's deep concern for their plight. He said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people. I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. I know their sorrows." So God, in His infinite goodness, decided to deliver the Jews from Egypt. He said to Moses, "I have come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites." Exodus 3:8. When God says, "I am come down," He is using language we can understand. God does not have to come down to accomplish His goals that He has in mind. He uses accommodative language, language the average person can understand. But God is everywhere and does not need to move to bring His people out of bondage. He uses human agencies like Moses and Aaron to do His work, but He accomplishes what He sets out to do. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God richly bless you.